University of Minnesota Extension honored 86 farm families, one from each county, during this year's Farm Fest, continuing a tradition that has run for more than 20 years. Extension Dean Bev Durgan said the award celebrates the leadership these families show in their communities through boards, 4-H, and Master Gardener programs, noting the state is home to close to 70,000 family farms. Durgan pointed out that Minnesota ranks number one in turkey and sugar beet production, sits second or third in hogs, and stands as a major exporter of soybeans and corn. So agriculture is a real driver of the state's economy. Families are nominated and chosen by their county extension committee, and Durgan said the diversity of the operations, from row crops and dairy to UPIC and direct market farms, is what keeps rural communities strong. You can view the full 2026 list at https://extension.com.edu/farm-families or contact your local county extension committee to nominate a family. This program is really to recognize all that farm families do in Minnesota, said Bev Durgan Dean, of the University of Minnesota Extension. You know, our family farmers and their families are really leaders in the communities. They're involved in a lot of boards and leadership programs, and also they are very much involved in extension programs like the 4-H program and our Master Gardener program. So it's just great to recognize all the great work that they do, bring them here to Farm Fest and to recognize their work. Minnesota Farm Families of the Year has been a tradition for over 20 years. We've been doing it for a long time. We have a long history of working with farm families and honoring those farm families, Durgan said. FarmFest Woman Farmer of the Year speaks out about farm stress 11 hours ago. Fish back defense tariffs. USDA shakeup as challenger Osberg pushes back at FarmFest 2. Diego Rep Brad Finstad and DFL challenger Jake Johnson split over farm policy at FarmFest 3. Diego, the families are nominated and then picked by their county's extension committee. Recognizing one from each county helps to show the large scale of agriculture throughout the state. We have close to 70,000 family farms in Minnesota, so just recognizing one, I think, is not enough. I think we need to recognize what they all do at that local level and, you know, share the love, really, because we just are so proud of our farm families and what they do for communities and for rural Minnesota, Durgan said. We are, you know, number one producers of turkeys in the U.S., you know, we're number 2 to 3 in hogs, we are a major exporter of soybeans from the state. We also are a large producer of corn, she said, but we also are producing a lot of those what we would call minor crops. You know, we're number one in sugar beet production. So agriculture is really a driver of the economy of Minnesota. Behind every one of those farms is a farm family making that farm successful, Durgan said. Durgan said she enjoys getting to learn more about every farm family. You know, one of the things that is just amazing to me is just how diversified agriculture is in Minnesota. We have row crop farmers, we have animals, you know, dairy, pigs, but we also have other people expanding into horticultural crops and to UPIC farms and to direct marketing to the public, she said. So it's just amazing the number of crops that are grown here, the diversification of our farm family and what they really do to remain in these communities and to make these communities strong. If you know of a Minnesota farm family that you think should be nominated for this recognition, you can reach out to your local county extension committee for more information. A full list of 2026 families can be found at https://extension.com.edu/farm-families.